This is Nora Callahan. I'm one of the people who work on staff at the November Coalition, and we're a group that founded in 1997 because a lot of us on the outside of prison walls realized that our loved ones were not in prison for things that they had done, but mostly on words of informants or police ideas of broad conspiracies that involved drugs mostly. And so that's who we are. We're people who want to educate others about our terribly punitive, make-no-sense drug laws.
Well, Nora, I think you and others working in this regard have made some impact. The front page of the New York Times is saying as much. Tell us what's going on.
Well, the fight's on, so to speak, you know, lines in the sand. I think that it's great what's happening. The Supreme Court has rendered the guidelines absolutely guides rather than even grids. And this is a really weird subject, and it's very difficult to talk about. What happened was about 30 years ago, Congress came up with all these schemes of law. But when we talk about it, we talk about it in ways like Congress came up with this. Actually, prior to that huge change in law, there was a movement of get tough on crime folks who organized, and they were mostly police fraternity groups, and they used in-place infrastructures within communities to pass this message that it was a moral duty to get tough on the criminals. So basically, a long story short, a lot of police went to churches, and they preached, we need to have mandatory minimum sentencing. So when there was an opportunity in Congress, they swept in, and the legislation was written, and woof, off we went into a totally different kind of social criminal system. And nary a blink of an eye, within 10 years, a prison industrial complex had been built in the land of the free. And that's kind of what happened. Now, here we are 30 years later, and the Supreme Court is saying, excuse us, the sentencing guidelines were supposed to only be a guide. The judge is the one who decides. So that's where we are. It is huge, but now they'll talk in the halls of these legal institutions, and we'll have a lot of opinion about what this really, really means. And Congress could step in and squelch this time of eve of great reform, perhaps.
What do you think will be the immediate impact? There is the possibility that they will now retroactively allow some of these people locked up for these mandatory minimums to be out a bit earlier? Is that possible?
Well, the immediate impact is Hillary Clinton has come out on the campaign trail following Rudy Giuliani, but he's a get-tough-on-drugs, get-tough-on-crime person, and he's against retroactivity. And Hillary Clinton today has said she's against retroactivity. And what retroactivity is when they change a law in the present, they would make it apply to people who were injured by this unconstitutional law of the now past. So Hillary is saying, no, I don't want it to apply to people who have been hurt by this. Only people from this day forward. And this was the law in our land until the mid-80s. It was one of the things we lost with this terrible rush to punitive law that would lose sight of what would make a community safer was retroactivity, because it used to be an automatic thing that things would apply if they changed. So there are about, in this instance, around a crack cocaine law that was 100 times more punitive than a powder cocaine sentence. They wanted to give a couple years relief to everyone. So the Department of Justice came out and, you know, screamed, oh my gosh, we'll have 20,000 people out on the streets, but that's not true. It would be 20,000 people will get 2 years off their sentence. So over the next 20 years, there'll be people that'll get out a couple years early, which, by the way, many sociologists would say is better for society. The sooner they can get out from under these terribly long sentences that make no sense, the better for society, because if they come out less crippled by institutionalization, the better. This is what's happening now, but to have Hillary Clinton jump in so quickly and claim her get tough on crime is a good thing. I like to know who people are. And when they tell us who they are, we ought to believe them. Candidates like Hillary Clinton need to start looking at some of the fundamental things going on. For instance, the Sentencing Commission received a record-breaking 33,000 letters before their deadline of public comment on retroactivity. They had to call a second hearing today for the public, and I suppose why Hillary's chiming in. And so people need to do their homework that are running for office to know every letter represents 100 people. Do the math. That is a huge active voting block of people. And what people can do is get to know your candidates, and when they show you who they are, believe them.